some unlucky accident should befall him if he should get shot in the head by a police officer. Or if he should hang himself in his jail cell. Or if he's struck by a bolt of lightning. Then I'm going to blame some of the people in this room.
You are listening. Hello, what the fuck was that?
What
the fuck was that? Already I'm cursing. That's so disgusting. I didn't even get into the intro and I'm already cursing like a sailor. That is, it's just so unladylike and it's so repulsive. I will start again. Hello, you are listening to show number 38 of the Lesbian Mafia, and I am your fucking host, Sandy. How are you guys doing? Hi. Hello. What are you guys doing? It has been forever. And before I get into anything else, I just want to say that, I don't know, like I've been playing head games with my neighbor and it's really starting to get to me now. I have one neighbor on the one side that she doesn't like to trim her hedges, and then I scratch up the whole right side of my car when I'm pulling into the driveway. And then I have neighbors on the other side who are apparently very snotty. I did not know that when they moved in a few years ago, that they were snot racks. Actually, I'm not playing head games. They're playing head games with me. I've just realized that. I've had yet another breakthrough on podcast. They play head games with me. Sometimes they say hello. Sometimes they don't. You know what? Go fuck your mother. I don't have to say hello to you ever. So now what I'm going to do is you watch, because I have no problem walking right by somebody not saying hello. What do you think? I need to say hello to them? Who are they? I need to say hello to them. But all they do is smell up my whole house. How can you? I mean, every single day of their life, they must eat red meat. They're constantly grilling. And then, like, all the smells from everything that they do come into my house. It's so annoying. So I've decided that I hate them. And I really, really despise them because they have the most adorable, tiny little dog. That she's so tiny and so adorable. And whenever I walk through my house, whatever window I'm in, she follows. Like, I can't explain it. Like, she's there the next driveway down. So she walks up and down the house with me and follows me all around to each of the windows in my house. And wherever she is, I hear her going, burr, 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 like she wants to talk to me. That was a weird bark. Burr, burr. That's not a bark. What is that? Well, whatever it is, I think they're rotten and mean to her. And then even like in the fall when it's really cold and it's getting to be like really cold, they leave her out there in the backyard. I hate their fucking guts. How about that? And then you want to play head games with it? Like, I need to say hello to you? Who are you? I need to say hello to you. I don't need to ever say hello to you. And the thing about idiotic neighbors like this is that you never know when you're going to need your neighbors. So it's always, you know, good standard practice to just basically be friendly. I mean, you don't have to go and have coffee and crumpets with them, but you know, just like basically be friendly. But apparently they think that they're above it all. So, and you know what? So do I. So go fuck yourself. I don't need to ever say hello to you. So now what I'm going to do now is I won't say hello to them. I won't say hello to their kids. And the only person I talk to is their dog. Very typical lesbian. And speaking of animals and stuff, I really want to say thank you so much for all of the support with, you know, my cat Twilo passing and stuff like that, for all of the for the new listeners who don't know, my cat passed a few weeks ago and it was absolutely devastating for me. And I would always act like I was very detached from him, and it's, you know, I'm very, very typical lesbian. I love animals. Very typical. There's really nothing very unique about me in that aspect. The only thing might be that I'm a little more ridiculous than others and less ridiculous than some. If you're in a car with me and I see an animal on the road that's in any kind of trouble, or I'm going to stop the car. That's just the way it goes for me. And it'll become my problem, and then it'll take the whole, you know, like I'm very typical in that way. So I do love animals. And, you know, when I blogged that morning about it, I was so, I mean, you could probably tell by the way I was writing that I was really just in the thick of it, just totally, I was out of my mind. I was really literally delirious. You know, like I didn't do it for like, you know, let me get sympathy. I did it more because I was by myself early in the morning, and I guess I just needed a witness. And you guys really showed up in spades with the messages and the comments. And then I got beautiful stuff in my PO box from you guys, which was really touching, and it just helped cushion the blow a little bit. But I don't want to continue talking about this too long, because then I start, like, I'm already starting to feel like I'm getting emotional over it. So, but I just really wanted to say thank you so much. And every single thing that you guys did to reach out to me made a ton of difference. So let me just move forward, if that's all right. So what's happening? What else is going on? The anniversary of September 11th is in a few days. And it's been, I don't know how many years, 7, 8 years, and they still have not managed to get a move on anything. It's just a complete and total mess. It's the shame of this nation that those towers have not been erected. And so is New Orleans, the devastation from Katrina. What do? You talk, you keep talking, and you keep talking until there's change. That's really all you can do, is just keep talking. And what else is happening? Other than the fact that I can't stand those disgusting people that live next door. Those disgusting people! I hope they hear me. Anyway. So I don't know what else is going on. I just wanted to touch base with you guys. Is anything else happening? I don't know. You tell me. Besides those bastards next door. Bastards! What was that last podcast? What the heck were we talking about? I don't know. You know, I was a very strict vegetarian, borderlining vegan for about 7 years. I wouldn't even drink, you know, milk. Everything was soy. And I got extremely ill. It affected my thyroid in very, very bad ways. I really don't want to get into it right now, but soy is linked to a lot of very bad things for women. So, you know, everybody's body is different. One diet might not work for one person, and it may work perfectly for someone else. It's really important to be careful about everything that you do. I mean, like, you think you're doing something good for your body, and sometimes it can turn out that you're not, and it's like you find out 3 generations down after you've, like, died. After you're, like, dead and buried. I don't know. Nothing in this world makes any kind of sense to me. Anyway. I really love you guys. And I really dislike some other people who are rotten and mean. I don't know. Some people are just really ugly on the inside. They're really ugly. See, this is my thing. If I don't like somebody, I don't go and, let's say, listen to their show or watch anything that they do and, let's say, I don't know, steal ideas from them. Why am I going to go and compulsively listen to you and, like, you know, listen to every single detail of every single thing that you say if I hate you? I'm not going to do that. You know, I guess the fact that I talk about alcoholism in our community, you know, that creates some hostility from some people. But, you know, what are you going to do? Be mad at me. I don't care. Better you be mad at the person for saying it than no one saying it at all. That's the way I feel about the situation. And how about this? I don't give a fuck how you feel. How about that? You could go fuck your mother, too. How do you feel about that situation? Yeah, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about it, you fuck? You could come by here. Come looking for ideas because you have no personality. You could do that. At least you're smart. And no one can say that you're stupid. At least you go where the person has a personality. You say, let me steal from this person. At least you're smart. Anyway, I'm sure that 99% of you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about, but there is the 1% of you who do. And that's for you. And so is this. All right, well, I think I've exhausted that topic. Bet you weren't expecting that. You like that? Did you like the spitting? That's how I feel. And ladies and gentlemen, you are now able to hear this beautiful poetry every day on Pulse Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. Don't ask me to do Central and Mountain right now, because my mind doesn't work that fast. Who is that? What a strange sound that was. You don't have a mind for numbers. Who's under the stairs? The children under the stairs. What's going on? What is that sound? That is so bizarre. Anyway, I don't know where that sound is coming from, but it's really... starting to freak me out. The children under the stairs. I see stupid people. I'm starting to get really scared. I don't know what's going on here, but I don't know what's happening. PulseTalkRadio.com is a really fun radio station with a lot of paranormal radio shows, which I think you guys will find fun and interesting. And I think it's a really good fit. They're trying to change it up over there, bring some new energy on there, and that's where I come in. And, you know, I like to think of my mind as paranormal. I have a paranormal mind. And I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything, but, you know, a lot of people have asked me to come on board on their radio stations. And for one reason or another, you know, I didn't really see it as a benefit to me either because I didn't. Well, for one, I can't stand commercials. I just don't like them. And unless it's going to be something super, totally, wow, beneficial, I'm not going to sell myself down the river for commercials. And or I can't commit to a time to, you know, commit to a time to be somewhere every week. That doesn't really work for me. I really don't in that way, because then it starts to feel like work. So I really didn't want to start stressing myself out and feel like I have to be somewhere at a certain time, because then it's not going to be fun anymore. So at some point, maybe I might be able to be adult enough to commit to to doing a weekly or bi-weekly show on Pulse Talk Radio. But for now, they're going to be airing the shows at 3 p.m. Eastern every day. And so while you're on there, you could also check out some of the other shows on there, which are really fun. Reap Radio is really good stuff too. I think they're mixing up their stuff. I'm not sure if they're doing a paranormal show right now, but it's a really cool station. They've won a lot of awards, and it's you know, they're the real deal. They're and they're good people. So don't tell them what to do. Stop it. You're starting to scare me. Lesbian demons. Stop it! Alright, that's enough. I've had enough of being stupid. Yeah. So, alright, I know this wasn't a full show, but I will come back and do something very soon, I promise. And I was going to play some of your voicemails. I have all of them sitting in a folder on my computer, and I promise I will get to them. I will play a few of them in the upcoming shows. I'm really sorry about neglecting that. Like, files are everywhere. But okay, so if you need to get in touch with me or anyone else that you've heard on here for any reason, you could get us on MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. And the voicemail is 206-984-4093. And I love getting messages from you guys. I get really excited when I see that there's a message in the voicemail. So, I think that's it for this moment in time. Mama, can't you see? So, you know, anything you need, we're here. Because we're nice to the people over this way. You know, we're the nice of the people. You know, we're nice to the people. This is the nice of the people. Okay. All right, I'm leaving. Talk to you very soon. Love you guys. Bye-bye. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean. They talk behind my back and criticize my life, but I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we
When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.